Hear the Music. This is Mark Anderson, American Free Press editor, coming to you live tonight. What the heck date is it? I'm always $5 short and 5 minutes late. That's usually the way life is. I think it's the 13th of January, and I think it's 2011. Well, it's been an interesting day getting the paper out today. That's the usual day, Thursdays each week, unless it's a week off. AFP's just continuing to scour the countryside, the newscape, as it were. Of course, the Arizona issue is going to continue to be hot, not just for what happened in the immediate sense, but for the ramifications and the ripple effect. Of course, the people calling for the head, if you will, metaphorically speaking, of Arizona's relatively new border law, the tighter immigration laws that passed last April. Some of the pro-amnesty people, rather, want the scalp of that law in their collection, figuratively speaking. They'd like to see that law vastly watered down or taken out. What do you think? Do you think they'll make enough hay out of this terrible, tragic shooting to then say that the border law passed by Russell Pierce, mainly by him last April, that made it a state crime to be in Arizona illegally? Do you think that law will be watered down? Some of it is tied up in court. Russell Pierce told me himself, he's the senator that passed it from Arizona, that about 70% of the law is still in effect and about 30% has been nullified through the federal injunction in the wake of the federal government suing one of its own states over toughening its border laws. So what do you think? Is that law in trouble? Is it going to be unscathed, rather? Or is it going to be completely safe to where we don't have to worry about Arizona's law being watered down? Most listeners on this network and on this show agree with having more border security. Most would like to see our troops actually protect their own country and its borders rather than Afghanistan and all these distant locales, these far-flung satrapies where we have no business, according to the original vision of our country, where George Washington admonished us not to get entangled in other nations' affairs. And of course, that didn't happen. Now we're paying the terrible price for it. And on top of everything else, we're still living under the North American Free Trade Agreement, which makes our economy worse and the Mexican economy worse. They still feel they have the incentive to cross our border illegally, and yet they get here. The pastures aren't as green here as they used to be. And yet going back, the border laws are, of course, very strict in Mexico. If we had their laws, we could only imagine what it would be like. It's far harder, of course, to go there illegally than for them to come here illegally. But without NAFTA, our economy would improve, Mexico's economy would improve, and there would be less incentive for all this finger-pointing and a lot less incentive, of course, for the illegal immigration in the first place. Not that it would go away. We're not being naive here. But NAFTA is a big thing. We don't want to let that out of our sight. Sometimes it gets kind of plowed under in whatever else we talk about. But it's been in effect about 15 years, maybe going on 16. And it was passed as an agreement, but it really is a treaty. It's not that I think it's a treaty. It is a treaty. As such, it was supposed to get the higher bar, the constitutional requirement of a two-thirds consent of the Senate, not a mere simple majority like for an agreement or legislation. And had that been done, it probably wouldn't have passed. That's why they passed it off as an agreement rather than the treaty that it really is. And still we suffer under the North American Free Trade Agreement. How long must this go on? This, of course, is an important issue. We can talk about that tonight from callers as well as the aftermath of what happened in Arizona. As I noted, how will Arizona's border law, the immigration bill fare in all of this? Lots of important things and other topics coming up, I'm sure. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Turning to Karen, we're on this fine evening, January 13, 2011, coming to you live as noted Mark Anderson, American Free Press editor, at your service tonight, continuing to use this hour that had been the Piper Report for AFP for the time being, on most evenings at least. We've done some rebroadcasts. I get on here when I can, and so many issues cross my desk, needless to say, in the editor position. Sometimes I don't know where to take off next. And I see we have a caller. We'll be with you in just a moment. But check out the January 17 issue of American Free Press, the one circulating now, number 3 of 2011. You're going to want to read the editor emeritus's article, that's Jim Tucker, on House Billy Goats Chomp on the Constitution, page 7 of that edition. And this is a very troubling and disconcerting article, in the sense that a bunch of congressmen were reading the Constitution on the House floor, something that was arranged so they might regain some appreciation for the Constitution. And I'll be the first to tell you that the Constitution has a few flaws, some things the founders, I believe, could have done better. And there's some things that are a little bit open to interpretation. But overall, it's a very unique document in the world. And what these members of Congress did was literally reduce it to almost comedy. But it's not very funny, in the sense. There's Jerry Nadler from New York. He's a Democrat. He called the reading on the House floor total nonsense and propaganda, and said that, quote, "you are not supposed to worship your Constitution," end quote. Well, nobody said that reading it was worshiping it, for one thing. And Jesse Jackson Jr. read parts of it and was actually offended by the Constitution. And Eric Cantor, that illustrious member of the House, read all of 18 words, while Charles Rangel, the well-known, the infamous Charles Rangel, actually snarled as he read the Constitution. So it's kind of like handing a cross to Dracula, ladies and gentlemen, with some of these people. You show them the actual Constitution in its words, and they're like, like Bela Lugosi having the cross shoved in front of his face in one of those old Dracula movies. That's a really disconcerting thing to hear about and read about, is the actual Constitution that the congressmen take an oath to support, uphold, and defend actually repels them, or it bores them, or whatever the whatever the case might be. So a very, very disconcerting and troubling thing there, to say the least, but revealing as well. Something to reflect on. Now we have Ed from Florida. What you got? Hello, Ed from Florida.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, loud and clear.
Great. I'm more concerned about the blanket amnesty that was started by Ronald Reagan in 1988 with the 3 million illegals who were given amnesty. This was only supposed to be a one-time, one-shot only. But since then, now we have, almost 40 million illegal Mexicans, and I'm more concerned also about the 8 million Muslims who are in this country. I'm originally from New Jersey. If you've ever heard of towns like Patterson, East Orange, they're filled with radical Muslims, and it's only getting worse. In my lifetime, I thought I would never see my country become communist slash socialist, or, if you want, fascist Nazis. It's just, I don't recognize. And I pray for my kids that, you know, things will get better, but I doubt that's going to happen.
What you're saying is very, very true. The people that want to manage the globe, they feel that you can just put people of whatever background, of whatever persuasion, of whatever ideology, religion, etc., in the same place or in a blender and just push the on button. There's nothing right about any kind of forced integration, just like it wouldn't be right to force people apart, it's not right to force them together. And it may not seem like force, but they create the economic conditions and the incentives and the disincentives to enable this blending, if you will, to happen. And it's too bad that people don't have a choice over the basic makeup of their own nation.
I remember the forced busings in Boston back in the early to mid-70s, and that destroyed the city of Boston. You had major white flight. School systems, which were probably some of the best in the country, are now equivalent to third world nation schools. And it's ridiculous to think that you could force people of different ethnic backgrounds and different religious beliefs to get along. It just doesn't happen, not in this world anyway. At least that's my opinion and my take on things. I mean, I'm in my late 40s, and I hate to say, if anyone hates a group of people, they're an idiot. You have to take a person one at a time. There are a lot of black people I'm proud to call friends, and there are a lot of white people I wouldn't give a hoot and holler in hell for. That's the other side of the coin as well. And, I just wanted to say, I just hope this country becomes I just hope it reverts back to the republic that our founding fathers wanted it to be, not this. I don't even know what to call anymore. I don't. I mean, I listen to talk radio during the morning when I'm home, and a lot of it I just don't want to believe. I just want to bury my head in the sand someplace. So the truth is just too overwhelming right now.
Sometimes it is overwhelming. What I do oftentimes is break it down into four, maybe five categories, always remembering that the main lever of this control and this conversion is the money system. And hence, that's why I, as a writer, and AFP as a paper, and just me as a citizen, as just a human being, focuses a lot of my energy and a lot of writing and analysis on the monetary system, because through that, they're able to influence and control the other things, the media, the education system, and the cultural and social engineering that we're discussing now is sort of an adjunct or a plank in that system. It's helpful to break it down, and of course to not lose heart and to pray and to keep our morale up.
That I do. One final question. How do you combat people like the Rothschilds? I mean, the Zionist bankers who control, I would say, between 80 and 90% of the world's wealth and media, whether it's the television, radio, internet. How do you combat that? How do you fight against people with such power that's so inconceivable to the human mind?
Well, On the one level, I don't know that they're in all respects quite as powerful as sometimes we make them out to be. Some of it, I think, is sort of a put-on. In other words, they control enough of things where we sort of extrapolate the rest, and we kind of look upon them as being omnipotent. But, you know, they do have kinks in their armor. They do have their weaknesses, like the movie The War in the Worlds, the original. The attacking aliens died of a simple microorganisms that got in their system. Somewhere, somehow, they have weaknesses and weak spots. The bigger they are, the harder they fall, and it's a matter of methodically looking for these things and moving forward in those areas, learning to be good tacticians. It's not easy, and we may not see the changes fast enough in our lifetime, but if we all pull together, then over a course of time, we can begin pulling away and pulling out of what they're doing. It will get rough. It'll get worse before it gets better, probably. But it's a combination of hard work and very deep faith in our own abilities and in God, I don't mind saying. Not all of us maybe call on that faith in the same way. But it's a real battle. It's ultimately, it's a spiritual battle.
Do you foresee a third American Revolution in the near future?
I think there's one going on now. If the dominant media can be displaced enough by the alternative media, and if we get enough information out about a good, clean analysis of the monetary system, what's wrong with it, what to replace it with, I think that we can kind of turn our media revolution that I think we have going on a low boil right now, or a low simmer, and turn up the heat a little bit. It's just a matter of reaching larger numbers of people with our message on networks like this and with papers like American Free Press to displace and challenge the dominant media, for example. It's a lot of the papers, the New York Times has talked about getting rid of its print version. There's other papers that have gotten rid of their print versions. They're going all digital, all online. And there is a possibility that some of the void and gaps that they leave as they pull out of the print world and go all online, we might be able to fill some of those voids with the right information. As I say, you got to be a good tactician, and it's not just what we know, but what we do with what we know. And it's by no means easy, but good tactics, good strategies do pay off if you stick with them. And it's no easy thing, that's for sure.
I thank you very much, and God bless, sir.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Ed. Very interesting thoughts from Ed. Yeah, the cultural mixing is an interesting thing. In some ways, I myself am not overly troubled by it, but I do think that people of a nation state ought to be able to live in, by and large, in the way that they see fit. I've seen that much more pronounced in Switzerland, as I've noted on this show. I've been there recently for the first time. And you have a more homogeneous country, racially, culturally. Yes, there's other ethnic groups and minorities to a point, but the dominant cultural people, the dominant culture, just put it that way, is still pretty much in place there. The universal militia, the ability of the whole citizen body to protect the country, where everyone is armed in their homes. The direct democracy that has some points we can learn from, and a number of things. Very interesting, very instructive for Americans. At least we can pick and choose some of those things. But we'll be right back with more news and views and your calls right after these messages.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With new Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try new Proactiv risk-free. Get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactiv, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactiv, 2 free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
All the times I come. Catch you here tonight, live, Mark Anderson, American Free Press, filling in for the former Mike Piper show. He's went on to do another show elsewhere. We wish him luck on that. And American Free Press still, through me, is keeping its voice and its presence here on RBN. For the time being, I'm still doing my Sunday show, When Worlds Collide, from 7 to 9 p.m. Central. There'll be some news and views on there, usually of a more contemplative or philosophical nature. With that extra hour, I usually have a guest on there. We'll be talking about Freedom Law School's upcoming conference, annual. It's usually in March, but they're having it in Florida this year. Excuse me. They're having it in February this year. I was reading something that said Florida in it. The Freedom Law School Health and Freedom Conference in February this year in Ontario, California, rather than March like usual. Stay tuned for more on that. And I'll bring you some more information even in the next half hour after the bottom of the hour tonight on that. I had recently a guest on about that, and that was Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers. He was on the show recently. He's going to be one of several good speakers at Payman Madhahita's Freedom Law School Conference, as I said, next month in February, Ontario, California, rather than in March like most years. Stay tuned for more on that. And as I was noting before Ed called and offered his insightful comments, the House was recently asked to read the Constitution. And I'm sharing more from Editor Emeritus Jim Tucker of AFP. Of course, we all know and love Jim. And reading from his article from AFP, January 17, issue number 3, 2011, we're going on here. It said that the reading of the Constitution in the House, quote, was delayed 52 minutes while congressmen loafed into the chamber. It began with a chamber that was virtually full. But as each congressman finished reading a few words while basking in the TV cameras, most departed without hearing the reading of the Constitution many had never carefully examined. At one point, a woman's voice was heard screeching from the visitors' gallery, and she was removed. But most of the more than 400 congressmen who participated in reading the Constitution, were able to utter their few words without goofing. But the burden of speaking only a few words instead of endlessly gassing off was too much for some of them to handle. Representative Steny Hoyer of Maryland had bobbing hands. Representative Stephen Rothman of New Jersey spoke in a sing-song voice and hit a few high notes. Representative Sheila Jackson of Texas was grim, showing apparent dislike for the Constitution she was reading. Representative Susan Davis of California stumbled. Representative Bobby Scott delivered a monologue. And as I noted a few minutes ago, Representative Charles Rangel, your friend and mine, gave his signature snarl reading the Constitution, quote, end quote. The reading began with Speaker John Boehner of Ohio, followed by Majority Leader Eric Cantor of Virginia. It was the greatest speech of Cantor's life. He was able to utter 18 words without goofing up. And so we had this sarcasm. We had this brushing it off as irrelevant. We had people that would read their part of the Constitution, these House members, walk in, read their part, walk out, not listen to the others read their parts. So therefore, there's no continuity to any of this. This speaks volumes, does it not, ladies and gentlemen, about how these misrepresentatives or unrepresentatives, whatever you want to call them, regard the Constitution that they take an oath for. And whatever the document's imperfections, it can stand, it cannot withstand this sort of lackadaisical attitude and this sort of casual brushing off of the principles that it stands for. And so it's a real problem when you have people with such a flippant attitude about something so important, and no wonder they won't obey its limitations. They don't even know what it says, and when they find out, they're either offended or they can't even get through it reading it, or they're just sarcastic or or whatever the case might be. And it's just amazing to see this. I wish I would have been there to listen to, as Jim Tucker put it in the headline, to listen to these House billy goats chomp on the Constitution, end quote. Indeed, Jim wrote in his very first paragraph of this story, some congressmen behaved like billy goats in charge of a cabbage patch during the House reading of the Constitution. The reading was a good idea, but the performance was poor, and so on and so forth. So, not exactly the most inspiring thing to hear, but very revealing, as noted, that these guys would have such trouble with that document. But it explains a great deal. It speaks volumes, and now we know where many of them stand. Of course, Ron Paul and Rand Paul are in there, father and son, and we're hearing now that Rand Paul is getting seated, getting comfortable, and he's calling for this amazing idea, and we have this in the most recent American Free Press, this amazing, innovative, outstanding idea to actually only spend what the government takes in. And I understand that amount might be $200 billion a month in revenue. And therefore, not to have to raise the debt ceiling, because if you only spend what you take in, raising the debt ceiling becomes irrelevant. What a revolutionary idea. Let's hope that that sticks. Stay tuned for more after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Continuing to cover the news and the views that are important to you out there in RBN land. Mark Anderson here, right with you from American Free Press. I've been doing this show off and on since the holidays, since Mike Piper went on to another avenue, keeping it the AFP hour, you might say, and being live as much as I can here. We do a few rebroadcasts now and then. It's hard to do Fridays, some of these sort of factors. But I was going to do a show the other night, and I'll briefly mention that I was out in Laguna Vista, Texas. That's near South Padre Island, very close to it, because there's something else that went on. And callers can let me know how many of you might have heard of this, how many of you might have seen this somewhere, maybe very few. You might recall back in November, there was this unexplained missile plume off the coast of California, and lots of speculation, of course, the government full of denial, 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 and speculation running from the Chinese Navy conducting a test to the U.S. Navy conducting a test. And subsequently, I had a guest on the show that shed some light on naval exercises being conducted by the American Navy off both coasts and in the Gulf of Mexico, and that those tests involved a lot of weapons testing, some of it live ammunition, and that it was an ongoing major testing program. All the documents were filed with the Federal Register. All the environmental impact statements had been filed through the formal channels in D.C. This was official. This was real. But in the wake of what happened in California and exploring the naval plans and all that, along comes this event off the Padre Island coast in the Gulf area of Texas, and this was a week ago Sunday. And it'd be interesting to know how many of you out there saw this in some way, shape, or form on the news. Channel 3 of Corpus carried it. I think I've mentioned this on this show briefly one other time. I'm going into a little more depth now. I went out to check it out. I kind of misfired and went to the wrong area. I went to South Padre Island. The whole Padre Island area, of course, is a long national lakeshore that goes up the coast toward Corpus Christi. But the Naval Air Station at Corpus, the media people there have no idea. They've never even heard of it. And the police at South Padre Island had no idea what I was talking about. I went to see the police directly in person, doing a little sleuthing, you might say. And what's interesting is the one in California got national play, not for a real long time, but it was on Fox News for the good part of a day or two. But this very similar sighting, maybe not quite as dramatic in terms of the way it looked, but a very similar sighting off Padre Island gets nothing beyond, as far as I can tell, nothing beyond the Channel 3 local news affiliate out of Corpus. And it's just very interesting that one got so much publicity and the other did not, when the rocket streak off Padre Island was more vertical than the one in California and far more compelling in terms of determining that that's very likely what it was. And so just an interesting phenomenon where one is being virtually blacked out, the one off the coast of Texas, while the one off the coast of California got a lot of media play despite their striking similarities. So that's just one of the anomalies and ironies you find in the news biz. But of course, I'd love to hear from callers that might have seen other things besides the Channel 3 broadcast that I saw or might have heard things. It's something that could go down the memory hole quite quickly. But with these acknowledged and filed and official naval tests going on, it's not too hard to connect the dots here with the Navy conducting such tests, and no doubt people will see such evidence off the coast from time to time. So that's just something sort of general to watch out for, something to keep in mind. And speaking of such matters, kind of walking you through American Free Press here, remember our deal that we have through this show, 18 weeks, not 16, but 18 weeks for 1776, a real extra special deal, more than 4 months of AFP. Call 888-699-NEWS. That's 888-699-NEWS. There's my cheap plug. Or go to AmericanFreePress.net. You can also subscribe there. And always publishing the cutting-edge news and the thoughtful commentary week after week, trying to help turn this country around in whatever way we can to make our contribution. And one of our writers goes by a pen name, Richard Walker. And speaking of Chinese matters and their Navy, it's important to check out the issue number 3, January 17 issue, with Walker's article on India, of all places, the country of India, keeping a close eye on China's expansionism. And as Walker noted here, with America heavily dependent on China for underwriting the U.S. debt, and with China's huge trade surplus with the U.S. providing a windfall to fuel Chinese expansionism, Indian military leaders have warned Washington and its allies that a careful watch must be kept on how China is expanding its maritime reach. And as it turns out, Walker adds, China is, quote, buying up port facilities across the region, especially in the Indian Ocean. And it's a troubling thing. I had been to Long Beach, California a couple of years ago. Matter of fact, after one of Payman's conferences, during it actually, seeing the Long Beach and Los Angeles shipping yards where all the Chinese goods come in, the ships come in heavy, loaded down, and they go out light and empty, taking a few raw materials back overseas. And the whole Chinese hegemony and dominance underwriting our debt, the entire thing, is exasperating in so many ways. And of course, there's always talk, and there is current talk in Congress, of finally getting some more tariffs on Chinese goods, something I've long supported. And so we can hope and call our congressmen and call our state reps and have them call our congressmen if they want their state and local economies to recover. We can all unify behind getting far more in the way of tariffs on Chinese imports. Now, moving on, I want to get to our callers. I don't want to leave them hanging. We have Steve from Iowa. What would you like to add?
Good morning. Good morning. How are we doing?
I'm doing. Hello. How about you?
I tried to call in to Coast to Coast AM last night because he started his first hour of his program about North Korea, China, et cetera, et cetera. And he also stated, this is George Norrie stating how North Korea might be able to hit us with an ICBM. And I'm sitting there screaming, and I don't have a copy of the March 03 or the March 04 AFP. Because you guys had a headline story with Kim Jong-il on the editorial cartoon with his head going off as a nuclear explosion. Do you remember what exact month and year that was, stating how North Korea had already hit one of the Aleutian Islands 7,000 miles away with one of their ICBMs?
Right offhand, no. You mean 2003, 2004, in those years?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was one of those 2 years. I know it was March, and I cannot picture, because classic case, Murphy's Law, I loaned the magazine out or the newspaper out to a couple friends, and poof, it's gone. I never see it again.
I don't know offhand. If it were more recent, I could tell you. You know, I think that the land that you referred to them allegedly being able to hit, the Aleutian Islands, you said?
Yes.
Remind me, my geography gets a little rusty. We're off the coast of Alaska with the Aleutians, right?
Correct.
Yeah, I would say, considering where Korea's positioned, I mean, my educated guess is that's probably not too much of a stretch that they could hit the Aleutians.
Well, that's the bottom line. That's the one thing I was going to try to draw George Norrie on the carpet for. He and all the other criminal liberal press people are so cowardly, they won't get out and say Korea has already hit us. Sure, it was a dummy missile, but still, they physically hit our property, and nobody's screaming about it except AFP and readers like me.
Okay, so with the Aleutians, just to be clear, it was a test firing of something or some sort of device that actually was physically launched at the Aleutians and actually hit pay dirt?
Yes, that's what it said in the article and in the headlines of AFP. That's what they hinted at.
Yeah, that's back before I even wrote for AFP. You know, certainly if Korea has SLBM, submarine launch ballistic missiles, it'd be a no-brainer. I don't know that they have a navy to speak of. Certainly China does, and North Korea and China are sort of fair-weather allies, I suppose. So, you know, a lot could come of that, all the weapons buying and horse trading that goes on. China's no doubt taunting our navy probably on a daily basis. They're really putting the squeeze on India and some of the other maritime powers and buying up the ports, as I just noted. Very troubling. They have a huge trade surplus with us that gives them a windfall of money. They can pretty much do what they want when they want. They've killed fishermen that have fished in waters for decades or centuries that get in the way of different areas and ports that they want to control, and a lot of fishermen have turned up dead, and it's pretty troubling. But yeah, that's Korea's another one to keep an eye on, that's for sure.
Okay, I do appreciate it. I'll be waiting for my new subscription to show up. Thanks again.
Oh, good. Very good. Okay, moving right along, while this segment is still alive, Ronnie from Oregon. Hello, is Ronnie there?
I'm here.
Hello? Oh, hello.
Have you got me?
I can hear you pretty well, yes. How you doing?
Oh, okay, very good. Yeah, I used to sell the American Free Press. I can't do that anymore right now where I am, but I just wanted to comment on a couple of the issues. First, about the weapons systems and so forth. I was used to live in the Puget Sound and on the Strait of Juan de Fuca up there between Washington and Vancouver Island and northwest here. When Mount St. Helens went off, we thought it was the nuclear submarines that come in and out of the sound there at the Trident from the Trident nuclear base, and it was a huge, rumbling, and we were a little bit used to that kind of thing at the time, and so that was 1980, way back then. But yeah, I think we should really be become much more aware of the kinds of weapons that we're up against with these. sinister forces are in control of. But originally I called in earlier to comment about your former caller, Ed, who seems pretty pessimistic about what we can do about the, you know, numerous problems that we're suffering from right now. And I found in my research as a cultural geographer, among other things, that it's really helpful to just start organizing all these things into the proper categories according to scale. And I think we're suffering from the kind of the British Empire model of British monetarism in terms of the financial issues. And it doesn't have anything to do with actual production or anything, as we found out from NAFTA. And when that first happened, I studied what happened to Mexico, and they had a pretty high 25% poverty rate there then, before NAFTA, and then afterwards it skyrocketed to something like 75%. And
right.
The middle class people there, their families that went to private schools and everything, were all of a sudden debtors, and they went, you know, they had debt prison there, and they kind of told them no more of that, you know, from the bottom up. But and then later we bailed them out. So we have this, I think, this mistake going in our thinking about what the real problem is, because clearly money's just printed at will by the Federal Reserve, or really anybody who, you know, legitimate governments included, based on an agreement of how to handle this means of exchange. And I think the film by Bill Will, The Secret of Oz, explained quite well that we can get caught into this trap of thinking of money as something real when it's really not. And that took me then to this this study of the and I think that, I don't know if you still have Sam Kennedy on RBN or not, but is he still there?
I believe not.
Okay.
But go on.
But we have this idea of the, there's a pretty clear pathway, a legal kind of trace of what's going on with the corporate United States and the actual, you know, constitutional government that's based on the Constitution. And I'm ashamed, too, of the Congress people there that apparently mocked in different ways our Constitution. And like another RBN guest says, Wayne Madsen, he says, it's a big kabuki theater down there in Washington, and it's just sort of a joke. Well, this is the United States corporate model, and it's the British model. And it goes back to this empire notion, which was, you know, the very thing that we fought against to establish our nation. And it's a British East India model, British East India Company model, where they go in and, you know, establish a resource looting operations in whatever form they can. For instance, the BP presence in the Gulf. I mean, anywhere you want. These are internationalist people. So if we get it clear in our minds that we're dealing with these international corporations primarily, and governments as part corporations that are run by these strange, mentally ill oligarchs, then we can start to properly identify the problem and deal with it. And there's a great book I just purchased and read called Political Ponerology, and it's at ponerology.com. You can read some of it there. And but what it is a man who suffered in Poland from the dictatorships there and was tortured and arrested and so forth. But he was a psychiatrist who worked with other psychiatrists to try and determine what the heck it was that caused these people, the dictatorial leaders themselves, but why they sort of replicated this, what he calls a hysteroidal cycle in society at large. And it was a sort of what we call at my house this replicator alienate process. And you know, when you're stuck in a system where you have to get your money and your paycheck and you're part of the bureaucracy or whatever, then you go along with whatever's going to, you know, butter your bread. And so this kind of nature of the system this way, that depends on money rather than self-reliance and, say, entrepreneurship, which is what America was founded on, I think, mistakes what the problem for something else. Because, you know, you can get rid of the Federal Reserve, but we'd better have some way to transition to something else. And I think
I want to mention that. I want to interject there, but that's what I meant when I spoke to Ed earlier. Much of what you're saying is to break it down to identify the money power as the central part of this controlling mechanism, and to not view it as all powerful, but to look for its weak spots, its weaknesses, and to proceed down the monetary reform angle to eventually get rid of central banking. I know that sounds easier said than done, but just as a basic strategy or basic outlook. But I'm pretty much on board with you there.
Okay, I'd like to conclude my statement in just a moment.
Yeah, we have some messages. We'll be right back with another one or two callers. Stay tuned.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Extend your life with
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Tonight, we've got to get through a couple more callers and wind up the show. Got to be fair to all. Ronnie from Oregon, if you had anything quick to add, if you're still there, go right ahead, but be quick. We have another caller.
Yes, sir. Yes, I just want to give a little hope to listeners because it's very perplexing to look at this volume of different problems and try and categorize them so that we understand it. But if we look to this British monetarist system, it's really an empire system, and that's what we're accused of as Americans. But they infiltrated us, let's face it, through groups like the Pilgrim Society, with the Anglo-American elite, so forth. But we have a real government here. It's just confused in our minds, and I think that they actually do program us subconsciously through training in this messed-up public school system. And so we need to just extricate ourselves from that and and get organized with groups like Freedom Force International. I'm thrilled to see the EDM, Sovereignty, SEDM, I guess it is, site, and the freedom-school.com site as well. They're just tremendous sources of how to start seeing things differently, and we can build little oases and associate ourselves with people that, that rebuild our American Republic.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks, Ronnie, for calling. I agree 100% in that organizational outlook. Glenn from Philly, you still hanging on? Is Glenn from Philadelphia there? Glenn from Philly, still there? Did we lose him?
Hello, I'm here. Hey, Glenn, phone system kicked in.
We don't have much time. Fire away.
All right. Real quick on this, on the Korea thing. This is purely speculative, a speculative prediction. I think they're going to have to do with North and South Korea exactly what they did with East and West Germany. In East and West Germany, they tore down the wall. In Korea, they're going to, in order to bring about the global government, they got to do a Hegelian synthesis thing between the two Koreas. They'll have all this saber rattling and maybe even some incidents. Kim Il-sung, the predecessor of Kim Jong, mentally ill, threatened to nuke Seoul at one point. Nothing came of it. And now Kim Jong, mentally ill, son's getting into the act. But they got to, I think, instead of tearing down the wall, they're going to tear all the mines out of the DMZ. They'll find a way, bring about a crisis, bring it to a head with brinksmanship. And then they'll unite the two Koreas, and just like West Germany had to absorb all the financial burden of East Germany, prosperous South Korea will have to absorb all the burden of destitute North Korea, and you're going to have an entity, hybrid entity, just like you have with Germany. You know, so I think that's what's going on with the Koreas over the long term.
Yeah, we saw that, I believe, with Vietnam, did we not? Kind of a Hegelian thing there, too, where I don't think the American government had any intention of winning that war. And it was a foregone conclusion that there'd be this merger. Next thing you know, we're getting products made from Vietnam. And before long, we'll see T-shirts and tennis shoes made in North Korea, perhaps.
Yeah, much bigger scale here, though, because you've got nuclear nations and stuff. You know, much, much bigger. Economic implications are much, you know, much more huge. But it's, yeah, kind of same thing. I think that the rich is going to have to absorb the poor, and they're going to just unite them. As the missile on Padre Island, I spent a lot of time down in the North Padre at Port A, Port Aransas, and stuff been down there. The Padre Island, north and south, is one of the largest barrier islands in the world. And
We're winding up now. I'm hearing the hark. I hear the cannon roar. The show's about to end. I'm sorry.
Oh, take care. All right, take care.
Yeah. Yes, and he's right, ladies and gentlemen. It is a big place, and we'll be continuing to keep an eye on what that test was. Thanks for chiming in on these important issues. We'll see you next time. Stay tuned, stay free, keep up your spirits, find the right information, and sack the bankers. We'll see you next time.